going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peter Schrager on McAfee. The only time he got thrown for a loop in the draft. Elliot Wolf. Don't trust Wolf. Threw him off the scent.
I'm not sure Wolf had say there or here. Actually, we know that he doesn't. So
thank you.
Don't listen to Elliot Wolf.
Elliot Wolf didn't. You pointed this out earlier. Is Schrager outing a source? Number one.
Kinda.
Number two, Elliot Wolf was two in Cleveland. He's number two here, which is noteworthy. The Schrager's just like, yeah, he's not the guy in charge, just Wolf, in case you thought he was.
Wolf might have been like, I'm taking Darnold. And then he's like, well, you don't actually get to pick.
Yeah, you actually don't have
the
say.
Real GM's taking Baker Mayfield.
What if they're trying to find a mole and they told him it was Elliot, told Elliot Wolf that's Sam Darnold?
Could be. Yeah. And then they're like, Elliot, take a hike.
Yeah, and then Wolf's like, it's Campbell.
Guys, it's Campbell.
And then they take Membu or somebody.
Feels like it's going to be Campbell.
Okay, it does. So the DraftKings odds, we had these earlier today, minus 500, whatever, closing in on minus 600. Okay? So he's the heavy, heavy favorite to go fourth. Every mock draft you read, just about, unless I'm missing him, Schrager's mock draft, he's the most accurate.
We have Shimon tomorrow.
Schrager releases one mock draft every year, and it is deemed the most accurate like the last handful of years running. Okay,
that's so like the biggest power move.
Well,
draft season.
He only releases one, and it's highly accurate because he's a plugged in guy. So it's not like he's breaking down tape.
Sick brag.
No,
bro.
It is. He's pretty legit.
He's, you know, passing along what he's hearing, which I tend to think is the case with Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. But Schrager's very accurate. He has Campbell going. But he's letting you know, well, the Patriots could have a curveball up their sleeve, and he's not just trying to spike ratings in New England, he says.
No.
Meanwhile, I want to get to this again. Another mock draft. McShay had his today. I don't know how many he put out.
But More than one, probably.
McShay says Campbell might not be high on other teams' boards. Put a pin in that. We might have a reason why.
Okay.
But New England's ranking is all that matters. He talks about how Vrabel fell in love with Campbell. That's come out today as well. Jeremy Fowler at ESPN had a similar tweet. He says there's even a report. I have no idea what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I've been Googling around for a half an hour straight. If somebody could alert me to what the hell he's talking about, let me know. There's even a report that Drake May knows Campbell is the pick.
I don't know what that means.
What is that?
I guess they communicated with Drake May that he's the pick.
But like, whose report? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Whose report?
Well, maybe he talks to Drake May.
I had sources.
Man on the street? Is it that dude in Cleveland?
So Drake May knows the pick.
Drake May knows the pick is Will Campbell.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I guess. I don't think you need to be running it by your second-year quarterback.
I got a pretty darn good source.
I can listen to that. I can listen to that drop for the rest of the show.
That guy's wildly entertaining. Tremendous, yeah. Hey, I don't think it's. I don't know if he knows. Would you say right now it goes in order 1 through 4, like everyone's predicting, or do you think there is something that's going to change that?
If I had to wager on it, yes.
You say yes to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd make no money off that wager since they're all
you wouldn't.
Minus. But you know, the one wild card to me. I think Ward is going one. That's basically been reported.
Yeah.
I think Hunter will go two. The wild card is the Giants at three. Does a team move up in front of the Patriots? Teams are supposedly, this is Schrager again. Maybe
shocking stuff does happen.
Okay,
it does all the time.
So if a team moves up to three and takes Genty, or a team moves up to three and takes Shadur, or the Giants do one of those two things.
It's wild.
And Carter is available at four, then I think that could really change things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be disappointed if they get Will Campbell, but you're asking me to pick what I think they're going to do. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
So if the Giants at three take Abdul Carter, they have Brian Burns and they have Kayvon Thibodeau. So can they all play? I mean, I assume there's a way to play.
Probably, I think Thibodeau's in the last year of his deal. They probably trade him.
What did the Lions do? Like, wasn't the Lions? There was logic for the Lions draft years. I'm going back 20 years or whatever. But
Barry Sanders,
no, Calvin Johnson. The idea was like, well, they've already taken Charles Rogers and somebody else high, Mike Williams, I think.
Yeah, well, that was just more of like the Belichick thing, where you're like, maybe don't draft that position, and they did, and ended up being the right guy. No, I just mean like on the field,
they got Calvin Johnson. Well, right, can you play three pass rushers? My answer would be yes, but now you're probably limiting reps, and is there a way to get all three on the field at the same time? I also don't know that Brian Burns is a Pro Bowl level pass rusher. How good has Thibodeau been?
Not as good as you're supposed to be.
So I really genuinely don't know.
Yes,
I think he went from like 11 sacks to 5.5 last year.
Okay, but those are talented pass rushers. That's the kind of guy you pass on a Myles Garrett or a Von Miller for. Like, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah,
personally. So we'll see. But yeah, if you're asking me, would you forecast it the same way? Will Campbell's probably the pick tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah.
But I don't think it stinks
as bad as you. I'm happy with the pick, but there is a little bit of immediate buyer's remorse, because you're like, it's not an elite tight end. It's not an elite running back, which you have in this draft. It's not an elite wide receiver, which I don't even know if there is one. Like, I think all those guys, you'd have more excitement about it. But if Will Campbell ends up being your starting left tackle, then it's still a good pick.
Text here, 617-779-7937. Why wouldn't you want to talk to your franchise quarterback about who you pick? Okay, I mean, fair point. I guess I would want him to know as well, but how far in advance do they tell? Like, how far in advance does Drake May need to be consulted? And is Drake May, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen?
He's not at that level. You think Tom Brady knew who they were taking all the time? Probably not. I'm sure he would have said, hey, really, another defensive player?
Yeah.
We need another defensive player?
N'Keal Harry, you sure?
Devin McCourty, who ended up being awesome. But
maybe Brady pushed them to draft Isaiah Wynn and Sonny Michel. Maybe he was like, don't take Lamar.
Finally got what I wanted.
Yeah, he did push for Mohamed Sanu, so that wouldn't be
shocking.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're telling me tomorrow it's an hour before the draft and you're like, hey, Drake, I mean, things can change, but it's looking like it's Will Campbell, fine.
Yeah.
How far in
advance? Or is he like calling them and be like, hey, what's going on?
What are
we
doing?
Sort of tell him? Or is he like kind of like, you're a second year player?
Are his parents calling and they're like, it's not Jackson Dart, right?
It better not be Jackson Dart.
Well, they were all.
You're going to hear from us if it's
true. They were all upset about Joe Milton a year ago.
That's true. You know what? If they're trading Joe Milton because they're afraid of the room, then maybe he's more included than we think.
So I think we were talking about playing some of this in grab bag. Do we have
Campbell? Play it now.
Let's play Will Campbell now. So a lot of these players that are going to the draft are in Green Bay now.
Just like Andy Hart and Ted Johnson.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. Just like WEEI Afternoons. You'll catch them today at 2 o'clock. And so a lot of these draftees are showing up and they're getting interviewed. And this is courtesy of Ben Volen, Boston Globe, this video. No reporting here, but this is courtesy of the video. It is from Ben Volen. But here's Will Campbell discussing questions about his arm length and where he's going to fit in the NFL.
About the pre-draft, the lead up, and dissecting stuff like that, when you feel like I've proven and I've shown on tape what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exhausting. I've heard it since I was 14 years old. You know, the school that I just went to, they said the same thing to me. You know, my coaches, you know, that everybody's had a concern with my arm length since I was 14 years old and I got my first offer. I didn't let it become a problem now or then. I'm not going to now. You know, there's some teams that want to play me at guard, and I'm fully willing to do that because I'm a team guy first. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to wait. And if that means me playing early, me winning, is it me at guard, me at X receiver, me at tight end, that's what I'm going to do. So, like I said, wherever, you know, the opportunity presents itself for me to get on the field as fast as possible is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, no, hang on. That is a shift from him. That's a shift, though, because before he's like, I'm a tackle. Anybody who thinks I'm not a tackle, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And well, now he's like, I'll do whatever it takes to get on the field.
He doesn't want to insult the teams that have said that. Maybe that was before the process kind of got going, and a bunch of teams that met with him were like, we think you'd be a great guard.
Okay, Nick, not to put you on the spot. Can we find, I don't recall when that was, so if you need a
that
moment to find it. Yeah, but he came out, and I actually like that answer.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if you don't, I've played this my whole life, like my arm length isn't a problem, blah, blah, blah. And so I actually like that comment at the time. That's a shift. But the first thing he said.
But was it or does he just think he can be a good player? Was it specific to tackle?
Well,
I don't remember.
I thought so. Okay. Let's refresh our memories on that coming up.
All right.
But the first part, So not only does the NFL have questions about whether he's a tackle.
He's 14 years old. They're measuring this kid.
LSU was like, yeah, you might not be a tackle.
But that
now,
worked.
I understand his point. They were wrong.
They were.
But there were questions about him at LSU as a tackle. Never mind the next level where you are going against bigger, stronger, faster athletes.
True, but then he did prove them wrong. And it's similar but different to Travis Hunter. Like, Travis Hunter, I'm sure, was told, you can't play both ways. And he was like, well, yeah, I can.
Oh,
and then he did. And then he kept doing it. And so Will Campbell, you know, maybe he is the guy that we look at years from now and the next guy, next prospect is measured, and you're like, tiny arms. Like, yeah, but don't forget Will Campbell.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance of that.
I mean, again, you know, people bring up Matt Light, second round pick.
Uh-huh.
Bedard has brought this up a million times. Brandon Coleman for the Commanders came in as a tackle. He was a third round pick.
Yeah.
Logan Mankins. People are like, he had short arms. He was a guard. He's a college tackle, had to move to guard. So well, this guy, like,
how high would you take a guard? And yes, you could be, oh, Quentin Nelson's a good pick. It's like, right. Okay. Besides Quentin Nelson.
Right. Brandon Sheriff, yeah. Whiff. Jonathan Cooper in the top 10,
oh,
whiff.
Brutal.
So like those were guards that got taken highly too. So for every Quentin Nelson, we have a counterpoint for you.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
How highly would I take a guard? Maybe, Keith. I'm a contending team. And you
Logan
know
what, Mankins, 32.
What the Patriots did with Logan Mankins, or like if the Chiefs really need a replacement for Joe Tooney and they take Booker or whatever from Alabama, fine.
Yeah, your roster's loaded.
Right, you're stacked and you have a hole on the offensive line and you're a player away, maybe. But in general, I'm not taking a guard on day one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, worst case scenario.
And definitely not at four.
Worst case scenario would be if he has to, you draft him and he has to play guard. Because then if you look at it, you could potentially have, if Cole Strange ends up being the center replacement, I know you have Bradbury, but you could have a first-round guard playing center, a first-round tackle playing guard, and then whatever Onwenu was, great find in the sixth round, but then you paid him through the nose to play guard.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like it's the best use of your funds and resources.
No. And in a related story, they need receivers and tackles, and that's where they're at.
They do need all those things.
Okay, you have the old Campbell lot. Sorry to make you scramble back there with your
especially,
bad back.
Especially.
But,
I had to lean over.
A lot of tap dancing for a bad back back there. But here, this is Campbell weeks ago, because I sense a shift in that answer.
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. I think it's BS. But, you know, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, you know, people who don't coach, and they don't coach for a reason.
Okay.
So I think it had more to be about him just being good.
He does say good player. I would disagree. Because what's the
criticism? You think
I'm a
tackle?
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody doubts he can be a guard. No one's doubting he can be a guard.
It's just whether or not you want him as a guard, I guess.
Whether or not he can be a tackle
but
at the next level.
But that specific answer is
he said,
more
good player.
This.
No, you're right. That wasn't as inflammatory as I thought. I do think he's pushing back on the idea he's not a tackle at the next level.
Yeah.
And he says here, well, line me up as an X receiver, line me up as a tight end, et cetera.
I mean, team player.
A lot of what he says I do like.
Yeah, I do too. But
you know,
no, there's a big difference between
taking
a lot
of guys with good personalities who can't play.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
That, like, he could be picked fourth.
I was a vibes guy. I couldn't get off the bench in high school, but I was a vibes guy.
Good clubhouse guy.
Yeah,
kept
exactly,
me around.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, being picked fourth or 24th is so different. Being the first offensive lineman taken in the draft. And that's part of, I think, is what he's saying is if the arm length is such a question, and it is, it's become like a major topic with him, it's also like you're trying to protect your draft stock.
Mm-hmm.
So if a team loves him and even wants to take him as a guard and he goes eighth, like great for him. He's a top 10 pick and you go on. But if everyone's questioning it and they're saying like now, you know, you're not even the first lineman taken, you might not be the second lineman taken. That's when things can get really kind of messy for him.
617-779-7937. Chuck is in New Hampshire. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that Peter Schrager clip kind of make you nervous about the potential of what they're planning on doing with the pick? Because whether he wants to zig or zag, it seemed like the two people that the number one overall pick came down to with the Browns was Darnold or Mayfield. And I know Mayfield's had an up and down career, but either way, both
Keith,
those
Keith
picks seem like they would have been the wrong pick. And then, you know, cause Josh Allen ultimately went number seven.
Well,
and then lastly, nobody's talking about San Jose, Danny Clark, a.k.a. American Gladiator Nitro. Just want to throw that out there.
That's right, Jones' guy. In the draft, you would take him one.
Chuck in New Hampshire.
Probably take
I
him
keep
one.
Forgetting that's who that is. But Chuck in New Hampshire texts very routinely about my one-off Nitro reference from American Gladiators. So touche, Chuck. Interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. They're bragging about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and I guess both retroactively they've played elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Darnold was terrible with the Jets. Mayfield was initially good with the Browns, then bad, then good again, then bad, and then bounced around, and now is good again.
Mm-hmm.
But right, the real story there is they missed Josh Allen, who was the best quarterback in the draft. So fair point.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. No, what would make me nervous about Elliott Wolf, and I think we played you, and you know, we don't need to play it again, but what would make me nervous about Elliott Wolf is that video the Chargers released yesterday.
Yeah.
Where we all know how bad the trade was for the Chargers moving up to take Ladd McConkey. The Patriots move down. They get Jalen Polk and Javon Baker in exchange. So we all know how terrible that trade was. But to actually hear it in real time.
I don't think he's going to be making too many calls.
Elliott Wolf calls up. No, and he's not. Yeah. But you actually got to hear the moment he lost all power and any say in New England.
Did not go great.
Is when the Chargers are on the other end and they go, oh, you don't want to do the deal? Okay, hang on. And he turns to Harbaugh, Ortiz, mm-hmm. the GM,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, yeah. They want me to tell him which side of the ball we're picking. We're not going to tell him that.
Yeah.
And then Wolf caves, calls back, and is like, please take our picks. And so he just gets bodied on that trade.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that would give me more concern, I would say, about Elliott Wolf, but he's not in charge. Schrager told you earlier today he's the number two, at best, in New England. Real quick, text line 617-779-7937. Why is no one talking about Tyler Warren? Tight end helps blocking and playmaking. In a related story.
Boy, do we have news for you.
In a related story, he's today's hate it or love it. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. I would love it. Keefe would love it. You can go vote. We're tracking all of this. Not a lot of love picks at pick number four, but you can vote on Tyler Warren, today's hate it or love it. One more tomorrow
hate
on
it.
Draft day. No. We love this one. Yeah. The fans,
the
not so much.
No.
That was the audience there. I was like, Keith and I. Don't miss
that. No, God, please.
So you can vote there. Meanwhile, we mentioned boots on the ground in Green Bay. Andy Hart and Ted Johnson, both there for the draft. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. Billy Laney with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.